this is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. During this Christmas season, we take time to ponder the story of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem so long ago, and what a rich and unusual story it is. None of the details of this story seem to line up with how we would think the Son of God would be born on the earth. And every time I hear the Nativity story, I have more questions. For instance, why would there be no proper inn for the Christ child to be born? Did God not plan well enough? Or did Mary and Joseph simply show up in Bethlehem too late? I also wonder what Mary may have been thinking at that time. If she was anything like me, she probably was not very happy with the accommodations. But according to Scripture, these details were not a surprise to the Lord. In fact, it all seemed to be part of his grand design. When the angel announced Jesus' birth to the shepherds, he said, beginning in Luke chapter 2, verse 10, "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.'" What may have seemed like a tragic error or a mishap to Mary and Joseph was actually a holy sign marking the place of God's presence. And I wonder how many times I look at what I thought were the too late moments or the not enough moments of my life and thought they were mistakes. How much time I have wasted blaming myself or others when things didn't go the way I thought they should. But what if this Christmas I stopped focusing on the things in life that didn't go as I planned and started searching for the signs of God's presence within them? Can God not be glorified in every human mess? If he can be glorified in a humble manger in a stable, surely he can reveal his ever beautiful, wonderful self in my life and yours as well. What a hopeful Christmas thought that is, to know that in God's hands, our lives can have hope, purpose, and can become a high and holy resting place for God himself if we are willing. Like Mary and Joseph, who hosted the presence of God, all we have to do is be willing to go where God sends us, even when it's not what we planned, and to believe that no matter what, God is God. And he has good plans for us, plans to give us a hope and a future. Will you, with me, surrender your plans to the Lord this Christmas? Let's offer our hearts and lives to him afresh today, knowing that he can indeed use all things for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Let us keep our eyes on the Lord, not on the physical earthly things of this world. And let us trust that God knows exactly what he is shaping in us and through us. It may be that the most painful, uncomfortable places in our lives are the ones that can bring him the most glory if we're willing. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the mysteries of your love, which are revealed in the strange and wonderful story of Jesus' birth. Thank you for mangers and swaddling clothes and stables, the unexpected, uncomfortable place where your son was born. We give you our unexpected, uncomfortable places today and ask you to reveal your glory where we least expect it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May your heart be filled with hope today, my friend, knowing that nothing in your life is a surprise to God, and he can bring light in every dark place and use the situations which seem unexpected to us to bring his glory. Have a blessed and peaceful Christmas, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.